Our Place, episode 523.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Hi all and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
Me, Angie.
How you all doing? I think we're doing all right, aren't we?
Yeah.
I think we are doing...
I think so. We haven't had any major ailments, have we?
No, I don't think
me
so.
And you haven't, no.
No, no.
Not even minor ailments.
No. And we haven't been here for 2 weeks, have we?
No, we missed a week.
So we missed last week. And why did we miss last week?
Well, it was Easter.
And there wasn't a lot to say, really.
No, there wasn't. We decided we wasn't going to do it last week.
That's right.
Yeah, holiday.
So, what's coming up, really, this week is just catch-up, isn't it? And
so do we want to start with catch-up or the little bit of feedback we had?
Well, yeah, we'll start with a bit of feedback because that's always good if we start with the feedback from the previous week. So David Weston wrote to us, thank you David, and he said that he's had milk from the supermarket for a long time and now they've just gone on to glass bottles and it's much nicer. And I tend to agree with him.
We found a milk. We were recommended it actually because I found so many choices. I thought, oh, the heck do you go with, you know?
Yeah, for long time listeners, we were recommended by Becky, who's my previous assistant to Emma. And she recommended this company, Marlow
Dairy
Produce.co.uk. And they're local to us. They're only in Hitchin.
Hearts and Beds they go cover, I think.
Yeah.
So people who live in Hertfordshire, you know, it covers quite a few postcode areas around here. So, you know, anyone who's living near and wants to know, go on their website and it gives you the postcode areas it covers.
And they're in Hitchin, I believe they're based.
Yes.
I think it's an 01462 number or something like that. But anyway.
Yes, it's run by a couple. Of course, their surname is Marlowe. I can't remember their name. She's called Veronica.
Oh, is she? Oh,
I think so. But I've forgotten his name. But basically, that's what it's called, Marlowe. And they have 7 milkmen, don't they?
Yeah, apparently. And so far...
So the milk's been, we've only had it a week.
A week, so we got our first 2 pints last Saturday.
Saturday, and it was fine.
And everything, all the milk's turned up when it should turn up and all that stuff.
It's been there when I've gone down in the morning, so I don't know what time they reach us.
And we can look at how much we owe at any time online and pay it, which is good. So that's all
okay.
Yes,
it's nice, isn't it? It is good.
And I can tell you that drinking cups of milk from the bottle is from the glass bottles is much nicer. You can't taste the plastic, and I'm not even sure I was dreaming, but my porridge even
it
tasted my
creamier. I don't see why it's creamier because we're using the same semi-skimmed milk. I don't know why it would seem creamier,
but it did though. It was nice though.
I don't know if they do anything to the I don't know if the supermarket milk has longer dates. The only milk I really don't know that, because I have no ideas, because this will last, you know, a pint of this you can use for, I say 2 or 3 days, because we've never had a pint longer, because of course a pint of milk doesn't last that long.
No.
When you want to use it on cereals and drinking it. So, but we'll buy big 6 pints often.
Yeah.
And that would last. The milk that lasts the longest I know is Cravendale. So what are they doing to it to make it last? You know, is that... But I think it's really not that. I think it's the plastic that... So it's always got this strange smell. And you think, you open a fresh bottle of milk and you think, that smells a bit... But there's nothing wrong with the milk. It's just...
Yeah.
It's the bottle... I don't know if you've ever noticed that when you've opened a bottle. You try to smell, because...
Yeah.
For years, I've been used to smelling the top of the bottle.
Yeah.
To see if the milk was going on.
Yeah.
It gets a funny
and with plastic,
smell.
You can't so
you
much.
You can't tell. But it's always got this weird smell.
Yeah. And that's
always had, and you think,
it's the same problem with the taste. So I always find there's a plasticky taste to the milk as well.
I don't notice it in tea or coffee.
I do, a little bit. I'm sure that my tea and coffee, or my coffee, I haven't had tea yet with the new milk.
I've had tea.
But I'm
actually, I had tea with the new milk? I'm not sure because I was trying to use up all the old as well.
I'm sure my coffee experience is better even.
My coffee experience is no different.
With this bottled milk. So, yeah, it's more expensive, admittedly. It's 71p a pint.
It's a lot more because you get an individual. The plastic bottles apparently are cheaper to...
Yeah,
Anyway.
But I mean, you know...
But you get what you pay for in
you
the
do.
End.
And I have to say, you know... given that the glass bottles are recycled and they can reuse them, this is also good. And they take them back. So that is also good. So I'm enjoying my...
Yes, and it's taken one of the stresses out of my life, because if you get bad weather... And I've found as I've got older, I'll get more stressed as, oh, can I get this today? Can I? I didn't used to worry about stuff like that. I think I was, you just, oh, yeah, you could do it. Or, oh, you whatever. You didn't. I didn't care. But I've never run out of things. But as I get older, I think, oh, I've got to do this. And this, what's the weather going to be? And we had all that snow and all that. And I don't go out in that anyway. And I was just getting more. And you can see we could add bread to the order should we get short of bread as well. They yes. do bread too. So I haven't got to worry about the essentials, absolute essentials that
That's
I
right.
need every day.
That's right.
If I don't want to. And that was one of the things that took me back to it. And I thought, yes, to use bottles that can be used again, because I'm into things like that anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know when I ever wasn't. I know since in my 20s I've really been into, you know, things that... that you can use again and again. I mean, you can use them over 25 times. There is a finite limit, it would appear. But they sterilize. I take it the wear and tear on the bottles are going to be, there's going to be wear and tear on them, isn't there, like on anything.
Yeah. But anyway, that's where we are now.
That's it. So we've been enjoying that.
Yeah.
And there is a place to look as well, which for people who are looking for,
isn't it findmeamilkman.net?
Findmeamilkman.net it is.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll put those links and we'll put Marlo in the show notes for those that are in Hertfordshire anyway. Remember, they're not UK based,
no.
As long as you realise that. So
but Find Me a Milkman will tell you.
Find Me a Milkman will tell you the people local.
You put
local.
Your postcode in, I think, yeah. don't you? And it'll give you the ones nearest.
Yes.
And it gave us quite a few choices. And
yeah.
I don't know where to start, you know.
Yeah, so we started with the recommendation, yes. so. And so far, it's proving okay.
Yeah.
So far. Yeah. So, but only a week we've had it. So, yeah. So, what else have we been up to?
So, well, not a great lot the week coming up to. Oh, you went off to do a little bit of train the trainers, wasn't it?
Train the trainers type of thing. Well, a bit of Android awareness.
And things like that. And a bit of Chromebook, wasn't it?
Chromebooks and Capsys, Smart Vision, and various things like that.
That was Wednesday the 28th.
That was the 28th of March. And other than that, I haven't been out. And
haven't been out, but on Friday we decided to upgrade our Apple. We haven't upgraded our Apple Macs to High Sierra. In fact, I was a couple of versions back from... I didn't upgrade last year because people were going on about their experiences of voiceover. And they weren't very happy with it. I thought, well, this year I'd better do, because, you know, you need your security patches if you're going to use the internet. And I don't know how long they would, although things were still updating, it would appear, because, you know. But I thought it would be an idea. So we did, but we both had an interesting problem.
Yeah, when it came back, we had no speech, did we?
No.
And... my one, I got back just by more luck than judgment, I think, just by pressing enter and enter
using the Seeing AI, and it was all on these welcome screens and all about the
yes,
Mac,
I was using the Seeing AI Siri app
and
on my iPhone.
And all about and the use of Siri things like that. But I stupidly probably clicked out of that screen trying to get my speech back.
Mm.
But we got yours then, it came back, didn't it?
Yeah, mine came back, but then yours didn't.
So we took a Braille display to mine.
So then yesterday, in fact.
Oh, yeah, we'd left it because we just got busy with other things.
So yesterday we plugged an ESIS 12 Braille display into it. And I had the Braille side and Angie had the keyboard side. And of the Mac itself. And we rescued it.
We did.
Because Braille worked, but speech didn't. So voiceover sounds worked.
So basically we had to go into the where you change your voice.
Yeah, we for those that don't have speech and can use a Braille display, what you have to do is you have to do Command, Option, Shift, Left and Right until you see voice, and then Shift up arrow. Command, Option, Shift, up arrow to go to the previous, or down arrow to go to the next voice. And as soon as it said Alex...
It said Alex, compact English. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then Angie got speech back and we were okay. Yeah. Yeah.
May it remain, hopefully.
Yes, indeed.
So it did take some getting back.
Yeah.
It's weird. But luck. But you got all the clicks. You got no voices.
Yeah, we got all the sounds, all the voiceover sounds and things.
Yeah, you could turn voiceover on and off.
So we did rescue it. But I have to say, my experience with Seeing AI was really good. Yeah. It actually read out the screen and things like that.
Yeah, I use that quite a bit for quick bits of information.
Yeah.
If it doesn't give me enough, I'll go to KNFB Reader.
Yeah.
You know, I've got these little tools about, and it's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can usually get an answer.
Yes.
I found your toothpaste the other day by that, didn't I?
Yeah. And little teaser, although I'm not going to say any more, we may have another new interesting product coming soon.
Yeah, we'll.
Might we, Angie?
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
Yes, I'm not going to say what it is.
No.
But we may have something that's equally exciting, might we?
Yep.
To talk about in terms of artificial vision and stuff like that. So, keep tuned here. Keep your dial tuned here.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got the Mac back and everything else, but nothing other than that significant has happened this week, is it?
No, not really.
We saw my dad on Friday,
was it Friday?
That was nice, because he's been at the caravan most of the week, and we saw him. So he bought some Spam, because we like Jemsen's Spam, don't we, Andy?
Yep.
Bad for you, but we like it.
Well, Spam, it probably is bad for you, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I expect it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice things are bad for you, aren't they? No, not all nice things. I have learned that actually you can have things that are not that bad for you.
That's right. So, yeah.
That are quite nice.
That is...
Oh, yes, on the Saturday, Easter Saturday, we had an we used Just Eat, which, not for the first time, we've used it a few times, and we got an Indian, didn't we?
Yeah, we went to Mumbai Spice, they call it.
And it was a very nice dinner.
Yeah, and I had a vindaloo, though I would argue it probably isn't as hot as a vindaloo should be.
Not as hot as what you're used to, no, is it?
But it was nice. It was really nice.
Yeah.
And you had what did you have, Ange?
I had
a tikka vindaloo. And you had a tikka jalfrezi, and I bet that was nice. That was almost as hot as mine, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think there was much in it. It was hotter than I'm used to.
Yeah. And you enjoyed it, though, didn't you?
And we brought this cobra.
We bought some cobra, which is lager, which they sell in Indian, or they serve in Indian takeaways.
Restaurants.
Yeah. So we
a treat with that.
We bought some cobra, and that was
we
nice.
We bought that from Morrison's.
Yeah, and we did the whole works. We had some Ravi Shankar music on, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
actually.
So we did that. And some sitar music stuff
and
like that.
I was
that,
going
you know.
On after dinner. I said, "You're allowed. You can. You debt your dinner." And he said, "You can retire to the bar, the lounge bar." Now
the lounge bar, yes, indeed.
The dining area, you know. So
we did, yeah.
Yes. So that was all good.
That was all very nice.
We couldn't eat it all at once, so we ate our naan breads later.
Yeah, yeah. But
and we had we bought poppadoms.
Yeah. That was really nice.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. I have to do that again.
And yesterday we had a fish and chips.
We had fish and chips,
and a lovely walk down the shops. It was a nice day, wasn't it? It wasn't too bad at all yesterday.
And today's not looking so nice.
It's raining, I believe.
I believe it is raining, I think that's about our week, isn't it?
It is about our week, I think. We just had a few little things to say. Because, as I say, we're busy next week, I believe. So.
Yeah, next week, I don't know if we'll get one out. I doubt we'll get one out.
I mean, we're going to be...
But
Saturday could be taken up.
Yeah.
I mean, this week we're doing it Sunday. We've got a little bit of spare time today.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of time we can put aside for it, but that doesn't normally occur on a Sunday.
No.
The way that we've got our days planned out.
That's right, yeah.
It's just the way we've planned them out.
Yeah.
But, so all good. We had, a lovely Easter oil. We just... bummed around here, didn't we, like we said?
Yeah.
Lovely weekend.
Very restful. And
I like that weekend because you get a lovely long weekend. And I do like the bank holidays at home, I must admit.
Yeah.
Because it's the only time we can get at home where we don't need to answer them. And we only had one phone call anyway. We didn't answer it. We only had one, didn't we?
Yeah.
On the Friday and another one on the Monday, I think.
Yeah. And
that was it.
It enables me to do... hobby type things, you know, like I played with Reaper some of the weekend, didn't I, Ange? Things like that.
I mean, going away is all very nice, which it is, but you then can't do some of the things that you want to fit in, can you?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So
that's why I like the bank holidays at home.
Yeah.
But the only way we can really get a holiday is to go away.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, really.
Mm. But that's it. That's well, actually it isn't. I mean, you know, you could decide you're going to have a week off.
Yeah, but your phone will still ring and you still hear it and you think, but I might get money out if I answer.
Yeah.
I know some people do. I don't know how they manage to not answer the phones when it keeps ringing, because some people will keep ringing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is trickier.
Yeah.
But
anyway, that's, as far as I know, that's about all the week, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. As I say, we seem to be all right.
By the way, just one bit of housekeeping before we go as well. Because we actually didn't talk about it, actually, which is one thing about the week we didn't talk about, and I'll talk about it in a minute. But because we've had to upgrade our computer, well, we haven't had to, but we've upgraded our computers and we've put solid state drives in them. Then what's happened is I've lost all my Dropbox shares to people in the OurPlace folders. So if you want to be rejoined to the Dropbox, to your Dropbox folder, please just drop me an email at ourplace@comproom.co.uk and I'll re-add you. It's not a problem. It's just that when you kind of, because I had to uninstall Dropbox to make sure it didn't go onto the wrong drive and things like that, when you do that you lose all your folder shares and things like that for some reason. So if you want to be rejoined and have your own folder within OurPlace so that you can contribute in MP3 or whatever, then just write me a message at ourplace@comproom.co.uk and say that you'd like to be re-added back, and I will do it. And that, by the way, also complies in terms of business with GDPR, because that's what we have to do in terms of business now.
I don't know what GDPR stands for.
General Data Protection... I've forgotten what the R is.
I don't know.
They did tell you in Moneybox.
Yeah,
and I've forgotten.
Can't remember. But it's an overhaul for
everyone has to opt in now. So even if you were opt in a long time ago, we have to check that you still want to be opted in.
Where there used to be tick boxes on forms or things you send out, you have to opt in. You can't have these tick boxes anymore.
That's right.
Just to opt out.
Yeah.
Now a person's got to actively.
So although our place isn't a business, it's good practice
sometimes
to do that. So it's good practice.
But
to
the joy
do
of a podcast is people subscribers do opt in.
Yes, they have to opt in. They have to subscribe themselves.
What we are going to have to do, we think, for compliance, because then you'll have the email to prove that you did it, won't you? If you're ever investigated.
Yeah.
You've decided you're going to have to unsubscribe every send them out an email first to warn them, and then unsubscribe them from the list of what your
well, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted by the battery going on my recorder, that we're going to have to send out a message to everybody on the updates list and ask if they want to remain subscribed, and if we don't hear back from everyone, then within a certain amount of days I'll need to unsubscribe them. I think that's the way
we'll
to do it.
30 days.
We've got GDPR,
somewhat less than 50 days now.
Yes.
To comply with this, whatever
it is. We have, yes, yeah. So we might as well start complying now as far as we can.
See, there is a good thing on that, because people get a lot of marketing.
You
often don't opt. You do if you really don't want. Sometimes you will opt out. But I hope it'll stop some of the rubbish that comes to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have to take some action, like have one of the catalogues of the... You'd have to do something to get what you want. I'd like to think it would stop a lot of all this nonsense.
Yeah. So that's the situation we're in. Talking of that, though, Angie pointed out that a little bit of advertising here. We're using one of the Chotek power supplies to record this now, because the battery went and I was able to just plug it into my Chotek, and it's powering it on the high power USB port, so because Olympuses need a bit of oomph to charge them. So it's now powering it from the Chotec power supply. So this is another good reason to have power banks around, because you don't have to be near a plug socket, do you?
No.
You can just sit on the settee still and and do this.
And do it, yeah.
Finish this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. So
and we've got a range of Chotecs, haven't we?
We have. They go right from 3,000 milliamps, which are the little emergency ones that you keep in your handbag. And I think now we've run out of the biggest one, the 20,000 milliamp. So I think we've got 15,000 milliamp left now and things like that.
Yeah.
And going downwards. So if you want any information about the Chotec chargers, we've talked about them on here before, haven't we?
Yes.
So, you know, give us a ring.
A reminder.
Or email. Yeah. Email steve@comprim.co.uk for that one, because it's a business type of thing. Or give us a ring on 01438742286, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.30.
And for those with any sight, they light up, don't they? So you can see how much charge.
Yes, and they actually have... a number of LEDs, so I was able to ask Angie how much charge there is in it.
There's like the 75%.
There's four LEDs, and each one represents 25%. So if three of them are lighted up, you've got 75% charge. And it does seem to last ages. It charges my phone a good few times, isn't it, Angie?
Of course, with no sight, it doesn't help. And this does. What if I was one? If I was like a person out every day who couldn't see and needed to be out, I'd want something that did let me know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
It is better than nothing, but I still wouldn't be happy.
Mm. Yeah.
Because at least with the cases you can get for your phone, I believe they, well, I don't know about all phones, but for your iPhones, it will tell you the charge of that as well, or how much charge in your phone at least while you're using the case.